This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
So, Dean, have you made your New Year's resolutions?
Of course, and with the usual list of take more dog walks, be kind to strangers, etc. And what about you?
Well, my major commitment this year is to exercise my flabby ethics muscles.
And what kind of exercise results in a more ethical self?
I'm going to work to do the thing that I think is really best rather than what's easiest. I'm going to avoid rationalizations and excuses. But most of all, I'm going to stop lying to myself.
What do you mean that you lie to yourself?
Self-deception is part of the human condition. For example, it's easy for me to see mistakes that other people make, but really hard for me to see how I contribute to their bad behavior. When I deny my involvement, that's self-deception.
Okay, let's say that one of your students cheats. You assign a paper and the student turns in one she bought over the internet. Now, how did you contribute to that?
Well, I give an assignment that could be fulfilled that way. If I ask students to write an essay that explains utilitarianism, they can download an essay in less than 5 minutes. If, on the other hand, I give students a story out of today's newspaper and ask them to apply utilitarianism, they have no choice but to reflect on their own learning. My job is to make it difficult or impossible for students to cheat.
So your proposed New Year's resolution also is to figure out how you enable the bad behavior of others. Is that right?
Right. I think we should ask ourselves at least once a day, what can I learn from this? Every choice, every interaction with others has a lesson in it, if only we do the work to find it.
A happy and virtuous New Year from Ethically Speaking. This show is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.